Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, it's about 12:30 on Thursday afternoon, and the car is packed, and we're off to the Cotswolds for Wilderness Festival, and taking Matilda with us. She's now 6 weeks, just shy of 7 weeks old, which should be quite interesting. So let's see how we get along. It's about an hour and a half drive. We're packed in like sardines. Nat's in the back eating a sandwich.
Hey, how you doing? Pump.
Yep. Matilda's asleep, so hopefully you can stay that way. And off we go to Charlbury in Oxfordshire. So it's Friday morning now, about 9 o'clock. We got here fine yesterday, no dramas. Matilda slept like a dream. We put her in a couple of layers and a sort of sleeping bag suit, 3.5 togs, which is apparently very important. And she slept better than myself and Nat, so and she's still sleeping. So it's doable, people, is what I'm saying. So my mission today is I'm going to go and speak to some other dads who are here with their kids and see how they're coping and see if they've got any tips for you guys out there and for me, actually. And let's go talk to some people. The reason I'm talking to you is you're here with your son.
Yes, I am.
What's his name?
His name is Merlin.
Merlin, how old is he?
He's 15 months, just
wow.
About.
Yeah. So how's coming to a festival? Is this your first festival?
No, this is actually his fifth festival.
This is his fifth festival?
Yeah, and our third one this year.
With him?
With him, yeah.
Or my so you're like a seasoned pro at this, bringing your kid to the festival game.
Yes, I'm getting there.
Okay, so what would your top tip for me and anyone else out there looking to take their kid to a festival be?
It would probably be lower your expectations about how much of the festival you're going to experience.
Okay.
And just kind of enjoy a different experience.
Okay. Okay, so what's your name?
James.
James. And who are you here with today?
Here with Kat and our four daughters.
And how old are they?
12, 9, 9 and 8.
Wowza. So yeah. you seem like, the way I can only explain, you're dressed like a sergeant major of some sort.
Irish Guards.
Irish Guards, obviously. Yeah. Okay.
Most of you know that.
I do not know that. And you girls have kind of got like cheerleader, kind of varsity, kind of jackets on, all with your names on the back. You seem like veterans of festivals. Is this your first Wilderness Festival?
No, this is not me until second.
Right, okay.
Your mom is first, isn't it? And Lottie's first, yeah.
And this is your... Okay, hi, Lottie. Is this your first festival?
Yeah.
And how are you finding it?
Good.
You're enjoying it, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you enjoy about it the most?
I like the music.
Yeah?
I like the rides as well.
Yeah, the rides.
Yeah.
And what do you find is kind of the most challenging thing, would you say, about bringing four girls? Four girls
four
to a
girls.
Festival.
Having six opinions what to do next.
Okay, and what would you say is your best tip for anyone who hasn't necessarily done a festival before, with a
with,
child?
With child.
With child,
yeah. Wear them out.
Right.
so that you can go out at night?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Exactly. Okay, good tips. All right, thank you very much. Enjoy the festival, you guys. Is there one thing you want to tell people who haven't come to a festival before? What would you say to them?
Just have fun.
Have fun.
Yeah, have fun.
That's a good tip. All right, thank you very much. Cheers, guys. Thank you. Okay, so I'm now joined by a very special person. It's Tom, the producer of The Good, The Dad and The Ugly. Bumped into him randomly at Wilderness Festival. How's it going?
Good, mate. How are you?
All right. You are strapped to... What would you explain this as?
It's a kind of like newborn sling thing that... A long bit of cloth.
A papoose,
I think might be
I think that's an
official term. And my little 8-week-old is snugly kind of hugging me in this.
And his name is?
His name's Remy.
Remy. Along with your other son?
Marlo, who's about 20 months.
Okay, so how are you finding it with two young kids at Wilderness Festival? I assume this is your first festival with children.
Yeah, it's the first festival we've taken either of them to. It's good, I'm glad we're here, but I've got to be honest, last night was brutal.
Really, why?
Marlo, the elder of the two, it was too much, like the whole camping thing, it just did not work.
So if you were to do it again, what would you do differently, do you think?
Maybe like try and do a bit of camping like before making like a festival your first experience of it.
Just that's a good tip.
That might be good. Ideally try and not bring the kids.
That's not what this thing's about.
It's bringing, right, sorry,
it's, we're trying to encourage
it. I'm feeling a little bit disheartened after not much sleep last night. But in general, like, this is Wilderness is a great festival to have children at. Like, there's loads of them about. We were discussing yesterday, weren't we?
Yeah.
What percentage of the people here we think are kids. We think it might be as high as like 10% or something.
10%
like, there is loads of them.
Yeah. And everywhere you go, like, there's kids running about.
Yeah, and it's nice. They're all in like fancy dress and stuff.
But it doesn't detract from the fact that it is an adult festival as well. There's like, it's not like a kid. It's not like a camp festival, which I'm interested to see what that's like, because that's purely kids. Well, not purely kids, but this is
a proper festival with lots of, you know, adults out to like have a good time, and there's people on hen do's and stag do's, and people who are clearly like, you know, enjoying themselves
on it.
But it is family friendly. Like, there is lots of like art and craft and entertainment, and I'm really looking forward to just kind of seeing him run around and enjoy, because, you know, he got excited as we were walking into the campsite the first time because some kids were blowing some little bubbles, and he was just like losing his mind, and I was like, mate, you don't know.
You have
like,
no idea.
You know, it's so bright and colourful here, and just like loads of like, you know, fun like wood crafting and sword making and
bubbles.
there's a whole tent dedicated to bubbles.
Yeah.
And I'm just really looking forward to like chasing him around, and I'll have a couple of beers as I do it, and just kind of enjoying his little kind of face light up at all the fun stuff going on.
Nice one. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's I think we've got some good tips there. All right. Thank you.
Right,
enjoy the rest of it.
See you back in the studio.
All right. Bye.
Peace.
Okay, I am here once again at Wilderness, and I have the great pleasure of bumping into Yotam Ottolenghi, who's here at Wilderness. How are you doing?
Very good. Excuse the noise being behind
us. Yeah, there's another podcast being recorded behind us, so it's all a bit embarrassing. So this isn't your first time at Wilderness, no? You've been here before?
Yeah, I was here 4 and 5 years ago. So I took a break, but it's growing. It's pretty remarkable.
And you're not working this... Oh, you are working this year. You're doing a...
Yeah, I've got a feast tomorrow, a banquet, that's on the Sunday. Two feasts. Yeah, one at 12 and one at 4.
And so you're here with your son. How old is he? And what's his name?
Max, he's 4 and a half.
Okay.
And we've got another son, he's 2, and is Flynn.
So they're both here?
Yeah, they're both here.
And this is in your first time with them, correct? You brought them...
First time with both of them, yeah.
And how's that working out with 2 children?
It's okay. We're a big group. Godparents are also here. They don't have their kids with them, so we are kind of sharing the pleasure of having with the kids. And the kids love it here.
Yeah.
It's just perfect. You know, there's so much going on. There's so many distractions. They're running around. They go to bed so much later than they do at home. It's fantastic.
And they're loving that. That's their kind of... They think it's a bit of a treat, a bit of a holiday.
They're in their element. They run until they collapse.
Yeah. Excellent. And what's your main tip for people who might be a bit hesitant about bringing kids to a festival, have done it when they haven't had kids and now thinking of doing it. What would you say your main tip for surviving a festival weekend like this would be?
Well, one thing that we haven't done, I see everybody's doing, is carrying around these great trolleys, you know, where you can put a little mattress and all the kids' stuff, and then you can just put them there. Once they get tired, they can relax. Look, I'm stuck here with Max. He fell asleep. I don't have one of those, so I need to sit down for an hour.
I should say Max has just sparked out on your lap here.
Yeah, he is. He's just like about 45 minutes ago, just sitting here in the sun, enjoying whatever there is to, you know, just watching people go by. But, you know, a bit of organization is quite good, getting the water, the food with you. All because we are quite bad at getting organized, so we're running around looking for cash, looking for water, looking for this, that, and the other. So get yourself a little bit organized. I think that's really good.
A lot of people are saying the sort of the organization seems to be like the main thing that you need to be doing. And what would you say the biggest challenge of coming with kids would be to a festival like this?
Well, to this festival in particular, there's no challenge because I think this is just completely made for kids. Mm. There's so much to do for kids. In a sense, it's even more interesting to do it with kids than without them, because you kind of discover the festival through their eyes, which in our case, it's all through glitter and face paintings and little gems going on faces. I think I love it. So I don't think it's a big challenge. It's just about being completely flexible and going with the kids rather than with your own agenda, because people with kids would always tell you you should just give up your own agenda, just follow them wherever they need to go.
That is a very good point. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Thank you so much. Cheers. Thank you. So I've bumped into a friend of the podcast, Bad Dad, here at Wilderness Festival. How are you doing?
All right. Yeah, that's okay. Well, say it, too many fucking kids at this place.
Yeah. How are you coping? You brought your two kids. Do you want to tell them their names and their ages?
Frankie and Evie, 5 and 2. I've heard having a good time. I've been pilling my face off for 4 days now. I started 2 days before I even got here.
Nice.
But they're having fun, apparently. Yeah. They woke me up in the morning and then did their own thing. Yeah, good.
Yeah, so you're not really looking after them that much.
Well, why would I do that? That's mum's job. I provide a bit of money, but mostly I'm here for bands.
And the drugs.
And the drugs, yeah. Well, I'm only here for the drugs,
to be honest. Cool.
There's certainly nothing here for me.
So that's your festival sum up for Wilderness.
Smash it up, mate. Have a good one. Big, big, big.
Okay, so it's now Sunday morning, and a lot of people are packing up, ready to go, and I'm here with Ben. Hey, mate.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Yeah, good. And who are you here with?
I'm here with Teresa and Ray, our 18-month-old boy.
Yeah, how's it been this weekend?
It's been really fun. We've had a really good time.
So what would you say your biggest challenge has been this weekend with Ray?
His favourite game is just running away. And you think, okay, we'll just watch him. How is he going? He's going to come back. He's going to turn around, and he'll get scared and come back. But he doesn't. He just runs.
But this festival's okay for that, isn't it? Because it's
safe. Yeah, it is. And everybody's like just loves kids here. Yeah, so yeah. It is really good. And it's been a bit stressful just trying to chase him and eat a burger at the same time.
Yeah.
And then maybe try and have a beer. Yeah. You know, it's like a juggling.
And your biggest tip would be what?
Yeah, just bring minimal amount of stuff.
Okay.
Don't overdo it like we did. Because getting in with all our stuff was probably the biggest stress, actually.
Okay. Right. And now you're packing up.
And now we're packing up, and you've got to pack it all away again. Okay. So try and be sparing.
Yeah.
And just have fun. It's like, you know, it's perfect for the kids. Let them have fun, and then you can relax.
Nice one. All right, cheers, buddy. Thank you. Hey, so what's your name?
Tom.
Tom, and you're here at Wilderness Festival this year with your little one?
Yeah, Mr. Huxley over there.
Huxley?
Entertaining the girls.
Yeah. And how old is Huxley?
2.
2 years old. And have you been to a festival with him before? Is this your first time with him at a festival?
I think he's been to Glastonbury. I'm not
sure. Wow. That's a big one to go to for like...
Yeah, too much mud.
Really?
Yeah, too much effort.
So do you think Wilderness is a bit of a better vibe for
100%,
kids?
100%.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's pushing the... I think the pram for much.
It's ridiculous.
It becomes too much.
So how long, I mean, in terms of like getting them around, is it a pram or is it a sling? What's the kind of vibe that you've got?
A little pram, big wheels, all sorted, couple of lights on it.
What would you say your main tips for like parents bringing kids to festivals who may not have done it before, or someone like me?
I guess find a good festival where you don't worry, we're not worried about other people.
Right.
That's the main thing, isn't it? I mean, I like to bring him to festivals so he kind of understands that strangers aren't scary, right?
Yeah.
Because he's going to be taught that strangers stay away from strangers when he gets to school, which is good. Which is good to be taught that.
Yeah.
But also, strangers are, you know, humans are friendly people too. So
yeah, yeah.
Find somewhere where he can run about. Totally. Here, he's going to be interacting with pretty good vibes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, nice one. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
Yeah,
man.
Cool. Good luck with your 6 week old.
Thanks a lot, man. Cheers. So it's Sunday and it's about midday and it's the end of our festival anyway. I think my main tips from experiencing a festival for the first time with a kid is pretty much what a lot of people have been saying is just, I guess, be organised, bring enough stuff that you're not panicking that you're not going to have stuff, like obvious stuff like nappies and wet wipes and change of clothes. I'd say always when you're leaving the tent, make sure both of you check what's in your bag for the day, because the last thing you want to be doing is going back and forth to the tent 10 times, which happened to us one night. So we should have just checked, made sure both of us were sure what was in the bag and if we missed anything out like that. I'd say just go with it and have fun, because it is, as much as everyone's been saying, it's a really good, you know, festivals are really good for kids, these kind of festivals are also brilliant for adults, and there's like obviously lots to do, lots to see. Yeah, I'd say this is like, these kind of small boutique festivals are kind of the one, I think, for kids of this age. And sort of if it's your first time going to a festival and you're planning to go to Glastonbury or something like that, I'd say come to one of these first and check it out and see how you guys get on and give it a bit of a trial run. But yeah, it's been a success, I think, and everyone seems to have had a good time. No one's lost the plot, no one's had to go home early, and there's been quite a few families here. Also, yeah, family camping. We're staying in family camping, which is, you know, as it sounds, lots of kids, and which means it's pretty quiet after sort of like 10, 11 o'clock, because all the kids have gone to bed. Although the flip side of that is in the morning, they all wake up pretty early, so you're going to be waking up early. But then you're in the same boat as them, so it doesn't, you're not, you know, you're not here to really get a lie-in, I don't think, if you're here with kids. So yeah, good success. Now the drive home, which could be interesting, but yeah, I definitely recommend doing it and just going for it and going with the flow and having fun more than anything. This is Jamie Tucker at Wilderness Festival for the good, the dad and the ugly. Peace, peace, peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.